It's been a tough job market for the young worker since the last economic downturn. Many in that under 35 age group have been squeezed out for lack of experience or credentials. But a growing number of companies are seeking the benefits of hiring millennial workers. Changing Economy reporter Leonita Inge says two North Carolina companies in the Triangle stand out.
It's hard to keep up with all the best places to work lists that include analytics software giant SAS. Well, here's another one. SAS is one of the top 10 workplaces for millennials, according to Fortune magazine. Jen Mann is SAS's VP of HR.
Everything that I've read and what I know about millennials, SAS has a perfect environment for that. We were kind of ahead of our time.
SAS has been recognized worldwide for keeping its workers comfortable, with everything from exercise gyms to daycare for the kids. But Mann says they saw the need to step up their millennial recruitment game a few years ago.
We have a large population that have been here for over 20 years. I mean, we're starting to see what we knew it was going to happen, and that is more retirements.
Today, young workers under 35 make up about 24% of the U.S. SAS workforce. Still, the average age of SAS's employees is 45. Last month, I met a couple of SAS's best and brightest. We chatted during lunch.
And I'm eating some sort of kale salad with an apple for lunch.
And peanut butter.
And peanut butter, yeah.
And water.
Mm-hmm.
So healthy.
Stephen Klaus is 24 years old. He's a social content specialist, part of the marketing department. After two internships at SAS, he wanted to stay.
Even when I was an intern, and still I'm just a baby when it comes to full-time job years, the best part about it is that they let you make an impact from day one.
23-year-old Alexandria McCall agrees. She started working at SAS June 1st after getting a master's in analytics.
I like to ask a lot of questions, and I feel like I can do that here and I don't have to be judged. And I also feel that what I'm doing is meaningful.
Two North Carolina companies and a nonprofit church made Fortune's top 100 workplaces for millennials. It includes SAS, Elevation Church in Matthews, and the engineering design firm Kimley Horn, less than 2 miles from the SAS campus in Cary. Kelly Sizemore is Kimley Horn's regional HR manager. She says they've worked hard catering to the young worker. In fact, today 30% of his workforce is under 30.
We've hired a lot of new, really bright, energetic young professionals, like I said, in the last 3 to 4 years, and even before that, but especially as we started to grow again coming out of the recession. And so it's a lot of fun to be around those people.
One of those young people is 25-year-old Taylor Honeycutt. He's worked for Kimley Horn full-time since 2013. He was enticed to come to the company after a co-op program. Honeycutt worked 3 semesters at Kimley Horn while still a student at NC State.
So it pushed back my graduation date probably about 6 months or so, but it was definitely worth it to get that experience in.
Honeycutt says he knew this was the company for him. He liked the people and the projects, and he likes the perks.
From the financial side, we get great benefits here. It's, you know, retirement, the bonuses and spot bonuses and certain stuff like that definitely keeps me around.
Oh, the bonuses. I almost forgot. The Kimley Horn work culture includes half-day Fridays, every Friday, and bonuses are handed out all the time. There are spot bonuses worth hundreds of dollars, but the Teamwork Award is a favorite. Any employee can select another employee for this $50 gift. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.